Hey, no problem. It's good to be here on this Monday morning.
So, and what do we got going this week, Sean?
Warm weather.
Oh, you guys are going to love me this week. if you like warm temperatures, you know, that's what we're looking at, just sunny skies and warm temperatures. Today's highs, really highs through Wednesday in the lower 60s here in North Platte. Start to cool down a little bit late in the week, Thursday into Friday, with highs in the 50s on Thursday and Friday, highs in the upper 40s. But really no chance of precipitation until late in the week or next weekend. And at that, right now, it looks like it's going to come as rain. It doesn't look like it's going to be too much in the way of snow. If it is snow, you know, with these warmer temperatures, it doesn't look like it's going to be accumulating much. But, you know, it is February. Things can change. So, you know, pay attention to the forecast. But right now, it looks just ideal for this time of year.
And I'm sure you personally dialed this one up. Is that right?
I did. That cold snap, I got tired of waking up and just being freezing throughout the day. So put in a nice warm forecast for us. So
you're a good man to have around, Sean. I like that.
Yeah, it's just going to be beautiful. Just going to be beautiful out. One of those times that, you know, it's just want to be outside and soak up the sun.
We were due for, or did need a reprieve, I should say. That was, you know, when we had those ultra minus temperatures, man, that was brutal for a few days.
Yeah, brutal is the word that I would use, downright disrespectful, if you will. But yeah. I no desire. I hate that. Well, I shouldn't say it. I do not like that type of weather.
Have you ever had to go out and break ice out of a stock tank?
You know, I have. I've helped a friend of mine out. And
that's what I always think of in those temperatures, man, is out there axing out ice in stock tanks for cattle.
Yeah, and that's why I'm a meteorologist. I learned pretty quickly that I would rather be indoors trying to forecast the weather than dealing with the weather outdoors.
Very good.
Much respect for those that are out there and doing that every day with the jobs. It's takes a special person to work in those elements.
So what beyond this week that we can see in our general little app I carry on my phone, what do we look like for next week and beyond that you have in your crystal ball?
You know, we do kind of go into a pattern change, but I don't see any major cold air that comes down. So generally above normal temperatures. Now, when I say above normal this time of year, you know, high temperatures are in the 30s. So, you know, lower 40s or upper 30s is above normal. But with this pattern change, you know, we are looking at this system. And the system, there are some hints that it has some pretty good moisture with it this weekend. But there's a lot of variability, so our confidence is really low at this time. Just some of the ensemble forecasts that we look at are suggesting some good moisture with it. So it looks to be more of a wetter pattern. And then seasonal to slightly above normal temperatures. I don't see any Arctic air mass that's snowing down like we had, you know, a week ago or so.
Right. The moisture that you're foreseeing right now, that looks like it's going to come down liquid?
That's what it looks like. Now, okay. Again, our confidence is low. I mean, the sun angle is still so low at this time. And, you know, the models, and we've talked about it a little bit with the type of pattern that we're in. The models tend to struggle kind of in the split flow pattern. So they tend to struggle here in the central United States, and this is where our expertise comes in. But just looking at the temperatures, they do look warm enough for mostly liquid precipitation. And if it does turn over to snow, I don't know if there would be much in the way of accumulations. But everybody hear me on this. You know, it's late January, so it should be falling as snow. So pay attention to the forecast going forward. You know, we may, just a couple degrees difference could make a huge difference in the amount of whether we see snow or rain. So, you know, just pay attention to the forecast going forward.
Yeah, we'll love it if it's in a liquid format, but yeah, it's winter. We can get it either way.
That's right.
Talking here with Sean Jacobs, National Weather Services, and I have to ask, Sean, historically, is this one of the warmer ends of July in quite some time?
July?
July, January.
January, yeah. I knew exactly what we were saying. No, you know, we tend to get... we tend to get some of these false springs, you know, around here. And I'm just trying to, I don't have any data to back this up. This is just coming from my scattered memory. But, you know, I remember some Januaries where we've been, you know, we've seen some 60 degree temperatures. And I remember one of my first years here in North Platte, there was a fire near Thedford, and highs in this were in the 60s, if not approaching mid 60s that day. It was a pretty substantial fire. So we can get these warm periods as, you know, we're starting to feel that change or starting to see that change of the season. Historically, I don't I couldn't put any numbers where we're at right now. But, you know, it's we'll take it. That's all I'll say is we'll take it.
And like you said, it is winter. And I remember just from my time being here in Nebraska, which is now going on a few decades, March and April seem to be worse as far as potentially bad winter weather. Is there any data to back up that, or is that just my personal remembrance?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. You know, we get our biggest blizzards typically during, you know, historically during the January timeframe. However, we can have significant wet blizzards, if you will, or those changing where it changes from rain to snow. In fact, all you have to do is go back to 2019, you know, when we had the March floods that really impacted the central and eastern part of the state. I mean, that was a significant blizzard that we had. And typically what happens is, you know, you start, you're in that changing, that those shoulder seasons where you're drawing up a lot of Gulf moisture, moisture coming up from the Gulf of Mexico. And it's just it sets the stage, and then you pull down the system strong enough, it pulls down some Arctic air, and you get all types of different weather, from tornadoes to blizzards across the state. So most definitely, you know, April and March are some of our busiest times. And, you know, just being here, I've seen some of our most impactful wildfires to, you know, tornadoes to just everything. So
that's why you're here.
It is an exciting time if you enjoy the weather.
Yeah, the North Platte, Nebraska National Weather Service, epicenter of weather nerds everywhere.
That's right.
We thank you for your duty, man, your service. You guys help a lot, and we may tease you, but we want you there.
Oh, we appreciate it. And if you didn't tease us, we would feel there was something wrong. So we appreciate it. And can I get this one thing in? I really wanted to.
Sure.
March the 13th, we've scheduled our severe weather spotter training course.
Oh, cool.
And it's at Mid Plains Community College, the North Campus. And we're having a basic and advanced training this year. And it's going to be a lot of fun. It's open to everyone, and great to bring, you know, some of those junior high school students, even younger kids, to, you know, to tag along with, you know, the parents. A lot to learn about severe weather, and you'll see why we need spotters. We're really kind of hammering the point of why spotters are important for this community. So just would invite everybody to come out March the 13th at 6 p.m.
Keep us posted on that, and I will give you a testament on that one. I've been to a few of those classes and did learn some really unique things, like what your spotters can do to help you. Like, you know, if you see a center pivot laying over on its side and you know that it's charged and full of water, you've got 100-mile-an-hour-plus ground winds that can do that.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep.
Just those little tidbits of information that stick with you.
Yep, exactly. And this year, it's very interactive, the advanced portion, and a lot of great video, a lot of great pictures, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Very good.
All right, Sean, and I have to ask, will the groundhog see his shadow Friday?
Oh, geez. You know, I hope not. this year, more than ever, I'm just looking forward to spring. I want to be out in my garden. You know, I just, yeah. So let's get some warm weather out here. Yeah.
All right, Sean, thank you so much for the time. And here's to a good week for you.
Y'all too. Thank you.